into the conversation now Shando Teron, the parental alienation lawyer in South Africa. I mean, Shando, you've been dealing with parental alienation from a legal perspective for how long now?
Unfortunately, Nicholas, too long. I started dealing with it again this morning at about 5 o'clock this morning. I've counseled at least three of my clients today, fathers who are downright suicidal because for no good reason they're not allowed to see their children. And their children are being taught to fear them, where when things are fine between them and the mother, they could look after the children for weekends at a time while the mother socializes. And now suddenly that the relationship between the mother and them has soured, now they are a danger to their children. Now that their children fear them and that their children get told the most heinous stories about them. And unfortunately, it's I deal with it every day. Our speciality at our firm is custody for fathers. And it's a bloodbath out there, unfortunately. And the children are suffering. The fathers are suffering. And it's terrible, actually.
Shando, I mean, look, it's a difficult conversation to be having on Father's Day. And you know, my heart goes out to all fathers that that are alienated from their children spending this day alone. But, I mean, this... The overwhelming numbers show that this happens to men more than women, but women are also victims of parental alienation, right?
To an extent. Let's not say men are virtuous and beyond reproach. It happens both ways, but our court is, our legal system is still sort of the institutional memory is the previous Children's Act, and the previous Children's Act, the legal basis for that act was, if I can sum it up, happy mother, happy children. And the courts are still stuck in that, where now it's the rights of the child, the best interest of the child. But unfortunately, in most cases, custody is awarded to the woman. And then the father will then pick up his children, and then 2 weeks later he'll come collect his children again, and they will refuse to get into the car. They will be afraid of him, and he's done nothing. Nothing has changed. So unfortunately, position is 9/10 of the law, and most of the possession, if I can call it, of children are awarded to the mothers. Not all the time, but mostly.
But these legal loopholes that you deal with and that you're painting for us very clearly here, I mean, how do they get closed? Surely there are constitutional rights of not only the mother and the father, but also the children as well, in terms of being given a right to parenting.
Yes, you would think that, and you would think that you can't discriminate based on gender. But the way the current Children's Act is written, and if you're an unmarried father, we have to go to court to prove our rights. Where if you're the mother and you can be a heroin addict, and you gave birth to the children, you have automatic parental rights and responsibilities. You can be an accountant, tax-paying father, but we have to go to court to prove your rights. So just the way that the current act is written as well, there's no parity, there's no equity. How do we close this loophole? And I've been an advocate for this for a long time, so you know, not really to get me started, but parental alienation should be brought in as an act of domestic violence. In that, in terms of the Domestic Violence Act, you can apply on behalf of a child to be protected from neglect. And this is psychological neglect and psychological abuse. And I believe it would bring a lot more equity into our legal system if a father could apply on behalf of his children against the mother in terms of the Domestic Violence Act, that parent, and that usually it's the mother and the grandmother, that tag team, I find, that they be stopped, that they be interdicted from exercising the psychological abuse, the parental alienation against the children, because it's the children who are the victims.
Shando, we can't speak in absolutes here, right? Because, I mean, the parental alienation is one aspect that does get abused in terms of the laws that are designed to try and protect children. It's being abused by mothers and fathers alike. But, I mean, the law in itself had, how would I say, pure intentions?
Well, of course, you know, most laws are well-meaning, but there's also the law of unintended consequences. And there's no law that directly deals with parental alienation. Unfortunately, even though everybody knows about it, everybody knows what it's about, it's still not recognized in our law. Yes, there are court cases where they talk about it and they sort of beat around it, but parental alienation, you can't find as a term in any act, and therein lies the problem.
Shanda, unfortunately, time working against us here. We're going to stop at the sports desk next. What is your advice for mothers, fathers in particular that are suffering from parental alienation that they regard to be completely unjustified legally?
I would agree with the previous guest. Try mediation. Your children only really have one childhood. Don't mess it up for them. Once their childhood's gone, it's gone. So mediate, get together, put your personal grievances aside. Your children deserve to have access to both parents.
And if they need to, how can they get a hold of you, Shandu?
www.divlaw.co.za. That's www.divlaw.co.za. Look us up on our website. We will get back to you.
Shanda Tehran, the parental alienation lawyer in South Africa, joining us to talk about a tough topic on Father's Day, chatting to us about parental alienation. Shanda, thank you for your time.
Anytime. Thank you, Nicholas.